have any women readers ever come to y'all and said, seeing a body that looks like me depicted in your work in a positive way, that was a positive experience for them?
Oh, sure. I've had women who really like the fact that I made, like, say, Maggie put on weight. They felt it was real. It was just added to her personality, that whole thing. I got a couple of hate letters from boys who wanted her to be Barbie doll, you know, remain. Yes, but most of it is all positive. We did stuff like that, like we were saying, in the beginning, because there just stuff wasn't out there. And so we were like, let's try this, let's try that, you know.
Oh, you're not going to ask me, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, interestingly, I explained this earlier. When I started drawing Love and Rockets, I was more into basically B-movie type science fiction and European type science fiction. I really gravitated toward, and there was an underground aspect to the European style where everything was very exaggerated, you know, in drawing. And so I liked drawing exaggerated bodies and this and that. So I started out that way. But once I started getting serious into telling the characterization of the story, instead of dropping that type of style, I'm talking about like a very voluptuous woman, instead of dropping it, I challenged the reader to accept the character as a person. So I gave my main character, her name is Luba, and she was built that way in the original stories, but I gave her a character, and she was so much fun to write, to make her a character. I kept her roughly the same way she looked when I first designed her. And it worked. So, in one way, we're showing people what bodies look like, you know, that you could relate to. Oh, like, but, you know, in a way, that's a little safe. You show average-looking people and you humanize them in a comic book, it's like, oh, that's great. I want it to be that way. But then there's also, I'm going to show you characters you don't want to take seriously and make them characters. That's more of a challenge to me. So that was the original reason for that.
So if a reader is looking at Luba and all he can think about is her breasts, yeah, that's on them.
Yeah, it's understandable, but because look at the training we have. Every time something like that is on a TV show or movie, it's a joke. There's never a character like that that's supposed to be a person. You know, it's always like it's the butt of a joke. You know, a guy, you know, ruins his marriage, you know, because he's with a woman like that, or they you know, something happens, you know, comedically. It wasn't, but it, like I said, it wasn't a big deal. It was just something I could do in the comic. I just felt like doing that, and it worked out. So, and sometimes, and people never believe me, sometimes when I end up drawing those kind of women, I get tired of it, because can't I just draw somebody with a normal body? Because you have to dress them and you have to scale them in the page, and all that stuff that sounds real boring is actually something you have to consider constantly, is scaling characters in the story and how you want the reader to respond to the story. A lot of times visuals will take you a different place.